humanity would be left alone to face the shadow. In that moment, my nervousness fled. I felt only a stillness, a calm sense of purpose. I opened my mouth, and I began to speak.
From The Dragon Reborn, by Loyal, son of Arendt, son of Halon, of Steading Shangtai. Prologue. Distinctions. Mandarb's hooves beat a familiar rhythm on a broken ground as Lan Mandragoran rode toward his death. The dry air made his throat rough, and the surface was sprinkled white with crystals of salt that had seeped up from below. Distant red rock formations loomed to the north, where sickness stained them. Blight marks, a creeping dark lichen. He continued riding east, parallel to the blight. This was still Saldaea, where his wife had deposited him, only narrowly keeping her promise to take him to the borderlands. It had stretched before him for a long time, this road. Though he'd turned away from it 20 years ago, agreeing to follow Moiraine, he'd always known he would return. This was what it meant to bear the name of his fathers, the sword on his hip, and the Hadori on his head. This rocky section of northern Saldaea was known as the Proska Flats. It was a grim place to ride. Not a plant grew on it. The wind blew from the north, carrying with it a foul stench, like that of a deep, sweltering mire bloated with corpses. The sky overhead stormed dark, brooding. That woman, Lan thought, shaking his head. How quickly Nynaeve had learned to talk and think like an Aes Sedai. Riding to his death didn't hurt him, but the pain of knowing she feared for him, that did hurt. Badly. He hadn't seen another person in days. The Saldaeans had fortifications to the south, but the land here was pocked with broken ravines that made it difficult for Trollocs to assault. They preferred attacking near Maradon. That was no reason to relax, however. One should never relax this close to the Blight. He noted a hilltop. That would be a good place for a scout's post. He made certain to watch it for any sign of movement. He rode around a shallow gulf in the ground, just in case it held waiting ambushers. He kept his hand on his bow. Once he traveled a little farther eastward, he'd cut down into Saldaea and cross Kandor on its good roadways. Then, some gravel rolled down a hillside nearby. Lan carefully slid an arrow from the quiver tied to Mandarb's saddle. Where had the sound come from? To the right, he decided. Southward. The hillside there. Someone was approaching from behind it. Lan did not stop Mandarb. If the hoofbeats changed, it would give warning. He quietly raised the bow, feeling the sweat of his fingers inside his fawn-hide gloves. He knocked the arrow and pulled carefully, raising it to his cheek, breathing in its scent. Goose feathers. Resin. A figure walked around the southern hillside. The man froze, an old shaggy-maned packhorse walking around beside him and continuing on ahead. It stopped only when the rope at its neck grew taut. The man wore a laced tan shirt and dusty breeches. He had a sword at his waist, and his arms were thick and strong. But he didn't look threatening. In fact, he seemed faintly familiar.
Lord Mandragoran!
The man said, hastening forward, pulling his horse after.
I've found you at last. I assumed you'd be traveling the Kremer Road.
Lan lowered his bow and stopped Mandarb.
Do I know you?
I brought supplies, my lord.
The man had black hair and tanned skin. Borderlander stock, probably. He continued forward, overeager, yanking on the overloaded packhorse's rope with a thick-fingered hand.
I figured that you wouldn't have enough food. Tents, 4 of them, just in case. Some water, too. Feed for the horses, and—
Who are you?
Lan barked.
And how do you know who I am?
The man drew up sharply.
I'm Beulen, my lord. From Kandor?
From Kandor,